Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.
I'm very excited to have in the studio for the first time today a variety of people from Harrogate Town. Now, we're going to be talking about a big event that is happening this Sunday, Harrogate Town versus Harrogate Railway. There sounds like there's tension in that already, but three people in the studio today. Would each of you like to introduce yourselves and tell us what you do in relation to Harrogate Town Football Club?
My name's Jonathan Maloney, the head coach at Harrogate Town, and I've been for the last 18 months.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. My role at the club is club captain and I play centre-back for the first team.
And my name is Jed Maloney and I'm the commercial director at Harrogate Town.
We'll come to you first then, Lindsay. You are a footballer. How long have you been a footballer for?
Yes, I've played football since I was 6 years old. Started off at a club called Froome Town in Somerset and I've just carried on playing ever since.
Can you remember when you were six, what was it about football?
So I was actually watching the kids' carnival in our town and some girls from school were advertising the club. And me and my sister straight away wanted to get involved. In that first year when I went along, I was too young to play, so I couldn't actually play for the under-8s. So I just trained for a season and just ran around and just absolutely loved it and just stayed ever since.
Now, I'm going to ask you the question, where do you play? Don't say Harrogate Town. Whereabouts do you play?
Yeah, so I play centre-back.
And how long have you been playing with Harrogate Town?
So I started at the club when the women's team was first created. So started last season, 2015.
Correct, yeah.
So how was the start then? Where did it come from and why did you think there is a gap for women in Harrogate football?
I think the gap at Harrogate Town was the facilities. They were lucky enough to get a 3G pitch at the main ground. I'd known even at the time that the first team had struggled for places to train and it was waterlogged a lot of the time during the winter, so there was no real opportunity for girls and women's football at the CNG Stadium.
Am I right in thinking 3G pitch is all weather?
Yeah, that's right. It's a brand new one at Harrogate Town. The first team train on there, the women's team train on there, and we were lucky enough to play our games there on a Sunday as well.
And so how did it start then? Did you have to find a group of women that were ready and raring to go? Were they already there? How did you put this team together?
We were lucky enough really in the fact that it's such a great facility that we were able to attract players straight from the start. I've kind of been involved in women's football myself for 3 or 4 years and we knew that there was a lot of players within the local area, the local Harrogate area, wanted to play, who maybe had fallen out of love with the game or for a couple of other reasons might not have been able to play. So it just seemed like the ideal time to be able to set up an open age women's team at Harrogate Town.
And what kind of a team is it? What's the vibe like and how have you been doing ever since?
I think the vibe in the club at the minute is absolutely class. Last season, starting off as a brand new team, none of the players have played with each other before, but the girls all just seem to like click straight away. This season, we've obviously created another team. We've got a lot of new players come in, and I think just from the success of last season, the work we've been doing sort of pre-season wise and with socials, the girls just gel really, really well, which is obviously shown on the pitch. Like, we're second in the league at the minute. Our development team are doing really well, and I think they're about fourth at the minute. So yeah, it's a really good vibe right now.
What's the development team?
So the development team was a team we set up this year because we had such big interest in the club last season within women's football. We were able to set up a development team which is for girls maybe 16, 17, 18 just to kind of bridge that gap from junior football, which goes up to under 16, to obviously open age women's football. Can be quite a big jump at 16 to 18, so that kind of bridges the gap where a lot of players within that squad are 16, 17, 18 years of age.
We'll bring you in now, Jed, because you are responsible for a lot of things that go on at the CNG Stadium.
I am, and one of them is ladies football. I've been very involved right from the outset. Jonathan mentioned I was introduced to it over in America. It was outstanding over there. So when we got the 3G facility, spoke to the board, they were incredibly supportive. They said, get on with it. So we set up a girls' side. They were incredibly successful, really lovely set of girls, and they've worked hard and they've been extremely successful.
And so this Sunday, tell me what you think it means to Harrogate, to the football club, to both sides, and to the women's team in particular.
Well, to put it simply, it's the biggest ladies' game in Harrogate history. There's never been a derby between Harrogate Town and Harrogate Railway. And Harrogate Railway, top of the table, but we do have a game in hand. it's a crucial fixture for both sides. So it's generated loads of interest. And one of the things that we've done is we've invited a lot of junior teams down before the game so that they can actually play on the surface, enjoy it, and then stay on and watch the game. So, you know, it should be a really, really exciting afternoon for them.
So what would you say then, if there's people listening who either want to come along to watch the match on Sunday, we'll come to you, Jonathan, very shortly, you can give us a bit of timings about that, but maybe girls who haven't ever thought about getting into football, or maybe they have formed their own little team, maybe they are already into it and they love it and they want to do more, what can you do for those people and how can they find out more?
First of all, the game kicks off at 1:30 and it's free to enter. I'd be pretty confident when I say you're going to be well entertained because both sides have got some really, really good players. And our experience has been that whilst the football side of it's very important, it opens up all sorts of pathways for the girls, whether it's education or actually working in the sporting industry. So it's not just about the football. It's about the opportunities that that creates for the girls.
And dare I say, who do you want to win?
I've had a foot in both camps over the years, but I've got to say, Harrogate Town is where my heart is now. And the girls have worked so hard to get to where they've got to. But I'm really looking forward to the game itself. It'll be a great day.
And am I right in thinking you have a bit of an opportunity for somebody out there who may want to come along and be involved on Sunday?
Yeah, if anyone would like to contact me on jedmaloney@harrogatetownafc.com and answer a very, very simple question, who is the captain of the England ladies international team? We'll run a training session for your club for the girls.
That opportunity doesn't come along very regularly, does it?
No, that's right. And the coaching staff are top quality.
I'll put all those details on strayfm.com/family and we'll put your email address on there and we'll repeat the question just in case they didn't manage to catch it. Give us some parting words then ahead of this big match on Sunday. What are the timings and how can people come along and see this match?
Yes, as we've mentioned before, it's a 1:30 kickoff. The little girls gala that we've got going on before us from 12. I'd certainly recommend you come down. Both teams have been scoring a lot of goals this season, so there'll be plenty of action, plenty of entertainment, and it's free of charge as well. So
fantastic. Lindsay, is there anything you want to say to those girls out there?
Yeah, I just think if there's girls out there that haven't been involved in the game, it would be a fantastic chance for them to see what's available out there. Like Jez said, it's not just about the football all the time. It's all about like the social side for us. And if it means you get to meet new friends, if it means you get to see your mates every week outside of school and just have some fun, they should definitely get down.
Well, best of luck this Sunday. Most people do know where the CNG Stadium is, but Wetherby Road, Harrogate. So Lindsay, Jonathan and Jed, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Harrogate Town Football Club on Stray FM's Family Show.